What up, what up, what up, everybody? It's your boy Rodney Perry coming at you from Boston. Actually, I think I'm in the suburbs of Boston. Did a show in Providence on Saturday. Today's Sunday. Did a set at Laugh Boston, a beautiful comedy club. Really super hot, man. And a fun night, man. Shouts out to Corey Manning for putting it together. And Damn Good Entertainment putting on a damn good comedy show. At the Post, the Lodge, number 69. I think I'm saying that right anyway. Anyway, it's been a cool couple of days. Comedy is cool for me because, you know, when I'm on the road, if I'm in the town for only a couple of days, I kind of just chill. And I've been chilling, man, laying in this hotel room. Just watch TV and taking in. I'm watching CNN, which is my pastime when I'm on the road. And everybody's worried about Donald Trump, man. It's like, you know, George Bush Sr. died. And Donald Trump has to go to his first funeral. He didn't go to George Bush's mother's funeral, and he didn't go to John McCain's funeral, but he got to go because it's a state funeral, so he got to go to George Bush Sr.'s funeral. So nobody knows what this motherfucker gonna do, and which is a gift and a curse, I guess. But that ain't why I came on here. We had a chance to talk, myself, Corey, Chris Nabb, Chris Tabb, I'm sorry. Fuck your name. I'm sorry, Chris. And my man from Damn Good Entertainment. We were just sitting up, chopping it up. And it just occurred to me, man, you know, we was kicking it, man. We had a lifetime of experience, man. All of these jokes, all these stages, all these different rooms, different nuances of comedy, hecklers, so many things. I can remember having a heckler early in my career and being taken aback. And now a heckler, somebody to be part of the show, I don't welcome it, but I can deal with it on every level, whether it's an irate, angry heckler or a friendly heckler or whatever it is, I can deal with it. And all that comes with experience. Whatever your individual profession is, as you gain experience in that thing, like, you can get all the education you want. But without experience, the education is kind of moot. Like, my daughter is a track runner, right? So now her senior year, she has no unknown. She knows what to expect. She knows what each meet will bring. She knows how to prepare for each individual meet. That things that she didn't know as a freshman or sophomore, she knows now as a senior. So there's something to be said for experience. And that's not discounting a prodigy. That's not get discounting your godly gifts. It's just saying, as you gain experience, you gain knowledge. As you gain knowledge, you gain know-how. Plus years in comedy. Probably as many years as some of your favorite comics, if not more. I've been able to grow largely off the radar, personally. And I'm not the only one. There's tons of comics out there. Like Tiffany Haddish, everybody in the world is looking at her now, but she had an opportunity to grow without the world looking at her. Eddie Murphy, I would love to see that man come back to the light of comedy, because this, he's had two, almost three decades of experience that he hasn't shared with us, that he hasn't put his spin on. I mean, I'm sure he has. He's living. You know, you don't stop being funny just because you're not going on stage. But the therapy, like, who does he tell the funny shit to? Does Eddie Murphy have a friend that's like, I wish this nigga would stop calling me? Who is that, man? Oh, that's fucking Eddie, man. This nigga calling me cracking jokes and shit, man. Fuck this nigga, man. I wonder, is Arsenio like, if this nigga call me one more time, I'm gonna kill him. He need to go on stage. Say this shit to strangers. That's what we do. So, thank God for experience. Whoever you are out there, if you listen to this podcast, thank you for your listenership. Hit me. Give me an email, man. Let me know you're listening. Rodney@RodneyPerry.com. Say, hey, man, Rodney, I'm listening to your shit, man. I'd appreciate it. Hit me on my social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Hit me on IG, though, because I don't check that goddamn Facebook. I'm going to just keep it real. I don't. I should do more, but it's random. I do it maybe once or twice a week, but I don't check it every day like I probably should. It is right now 3-ish in the morning, almost fucking 4. And I'm up and I need to be asleep. I got to get back up at 6. So I'm going to cut this short. You guys have a great evening, great morning, great afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. And this is Rodney Perry. And this is the podcast. Something coming big soon. Not for me, for you. Something is coming big. You've been waiting on it. You've been working hard. And it is your time. And it is now. What? Yeah, I said it. It's right now.